It's Dan Latto speaking, hope you're well today. So in this video I want to talk to you about why you don't need a cash injection for your business. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, Dan Latto, hope you're well. So yesterday I was in a Facebook group and there was a young man, he was 17 and he needed 10 grand for his t-shirt business. And like straight away alarm bells were ringing. First of all, this guy's 17, it's his third business, which is great by the way. You should have lots of businesses because you're going to mess them all up to begin with. So I'm all for having lots and lots of businesses to get you started, because you're going to screw them up, right? But a couple of things kind of sprung up at me. First of all, he's 17 and he needs 10 grand. Now first of all, you're going to lose that 10 grand. This is exactly what I told him. Look, you're going to lose that money. I don't want you then to have to owe people money that you're never going to be able to pay off. It's going to stop the dream almost straight away. But there was a bigger thing going on here, not just the fact he wanted 10 grand and he was going to lose 10 grand. And you might go, well, how do you know he's going to lose 10 grand? He's 17, he's on his third business. He admitted he's made mistakes, but he won't make any more. Like, of course you're going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes now. I'm 48. I'm still making loads of mistakes. So to say that you're never going to make a mistake again, and it shows naivete, which obviously is 17, so of course it's going to be naive. But more than that, what worries me is that, and I've seen this time and time again, you know, oh, I've got a makeup business and I need 10 grand for stock. What do you mean you need 10 grand for stock? Why don't you pre-sell it then? Like pre-sell $10,000 at a pound each, or pre-sell $1,000 at £10 each, or pre-sell 500 orders at £20 each. I think that maths works. Yeah, it does. There you go, pre-sell it. Oh no, I can't do that. Well, of course you can do that. People pre-sell things all the time. I bought a book. Was it a Robert Kiyosaki book? I bought it. It's not even written yet. And it's not due out until maybe October, something like that. But it might not have been Robert Kiyosaki. People sell things all the time that aren't yet created. But it scares me, because they want 10 grand because they think that's the problem. That's the reason why their business hasn't taken off yet. And that's just not true. The reason why the business hasn't taken off yet is that you keep putting excuses in front of why the business hasn't taken off yet. And the most obvious reason, well, it must be money. It must be a lack of stock. Absolute bullcrap. That's not the reason your business isn't making money. The reason your business isn't making money is you're not selling it hard enough. You're not out there in the trenches selling your business enough. You can get pre-orders. You can get some samples made. And then you can sell off the samples. And you might say, well, how can I do that? You know, it's a Shopify business. Well, go out and meet people. Obviously, we're in lockdown right now, so that's a little bit harder. But have a makeup parties on Zoom and see how that goes, where you make yourself up. And you build rapport and you get friends to come and, you know... When I was 17, I started Amway, and the first customer was my mum. She bought 25 quid's worth of stuff. I didn't sell anything to anybody else, but my mum bought, right? And so that's all right. You should be selling to your family. That's your step number one. And then you sell to your extended family, and then you sell to your friends of your family and your extended family, and then their friends, and that's how you build it up. And before long, you get your £10,000 and you've got all your stock. But just having 10 grand like that, it's just a recipe for disaster. And I've seen it so many times and it really does scare me. And you try telling them and they're no, they're just not interested. And when I responded to the chap, I knew it was a wasteful response, but I did it anyway. And I also knew that other people would then jump on and, you know, oh, give him some love, have some positivity. Listen, positivity doesn't pay your electricity bills. Reality pays your electricity bills. You do not need 10 grand to buy stock. I don't care what it is, what you're doing, you don't need it. When you're up and running and you've actually got sales, you know that it's a proven product, then at that point, you can probably forecast how much you're going to need in terms of samples. And this is the other problem is, you know, if it's £10 a t-shirt cost price, but if, you know, if you're buying 1,000 at a time, there's your 10 grand, I suppose. But if you bought 20,000, the price goes down to £5. It's very tempting to buy £20,000 worth of stock, but that's, or 20,000 items of stock, but that's not going to work. If you're selling t-shirts at 20 quid and you're making 10 quid, buy at 10, make your £10, and then you know, well, I'm selling 1,000 a month. Great, now you know. So, it, you know, after 20 months, you're going to sell the 20,000 units. So is it then worth buying at £5 per t-shirt? You've got to work this out for yourself. But it's really easy and very difficult all at the same time. So it's easy to overspend and it's very difficult not to see what's really going on because you're in your own little bubble. We're talking about bubbles in lockdown here. But you are literally in your own bubble. And the analogy I use on this is you're in a goldfish bubble. You are the goldfish. And all you can see in your own little goldfish bowl, other than the deep sea diver and the treasure chest, you know, those in the little goldfish bowls, all you can see is your own reflection. And you can't see what's going on outside of the goldfish bowl, which is what we deem as reality. All you can see is the reflection of your own consciousness. And what's reflecting back at you is, I will be successful, regardless. One way, whatever happens, I will be. And that's wonderful. But being successful regardless does not make one successful. There's a whole bunch of stuff that has to happen in order for that to happen. And just having large kahunas and a do-or-die attitude does not make you the success. We're just watching NBA playoffs right now, and some of the best teams been knocked out. They're the best teams. And if they just tried a little harder, which they did, they still weren't successful. They got knocked out, and you're going to get knocked out from time to time as well. But getting a loan for 10 grand is going to knock you out of the game, and you're going to be £10,000 down. Imagine going into the playoffs and your team's not doing great and you've not had many successes before, but you're going to go in and bowl 10,000 points. Well, we're going to win, I'll give you it back. That's never going to happen. You need to get some wins under your belt before you start borrowing large amounts of money. And this is what happens. This is the crazy thing. If you got this far in the podcast, congratulations, because this is the secret in the whole podcast. This is the secret sauce. The fact that you didn't need the 10 grand and you went through that period of growth without that 10 grand will mean that you did not need that 10 grand. You don't need it for your next phase because you realise, I don't need it. I can just grow organically. Instead of chucking 10 grand at something, this is what people don't get on Facebook ads. They just want to run Facebook ads and chuck it at it to expand it as fast as possible. And it's ridiculous. It doesn't work like that. You've got to test the organic stuff before, as we've talked about again and again and again. And your business has to grow organically. In my digital marketing business, if we'd have run Facebook ads for our previous thing, it wouldn't have worked. We would have just spent a lot of money running Facebook ads and wasting that money. You've got to grow organically. And so that was the message for this guy. Unfortunately, he's 17. He knows the world much better than anybody else ever could. That's, you know, that's just part of life, isn't it? So look, I hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the box down below and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.